770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Also, find us live at rightsideradio.org. Just click rightsideradio.org on your internet browser, and then go to listen live. And no matter where you is, there we is. And hey, folks, I got to tell you real quick before we go to this next call with a friend of mine, Matt Clark. But I got to tell you real quick about my other friends at Otter Creek Farm. It's amazing, this place. An oasis in North Alabama. One of the greatest wing shooting destinations in the entire southeastern United States is right here in your back door, Otter Creek Farm. If you like to hunt pheasant and quail, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs, the hundreds of manicured acres, but they've also got beautiful facilities. Like if you want to take a corporate retreat there, don't even want to hunt, just want to take a corporate retreat there and have a day sitting out by the infinity pool or in the pool room or literally just having a beautiful meal, watching the sun go down over the acreage. It's also a wedding destination. I mean, this place is incredible. The culinary staff, the chefs, will treat you right. This place is beautiful. Go check out their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. You will be amazed, and you'll quickly learn why it's so good that Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there not long ago. That's right. Hey, listen, I want to go to the phone right now and bring in a friend of mine, Matt Clark. Matt is the president and the director over at the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. If you're not familiar with ACLL, they advertise on our show quite often, but ACLL exists solely for the purpose of defending rights of citizens and businesses in the state of Alabama from encroachment and from constitutional and governmental overreach. And they had a major victory today. News just broke a little while ago. I've kind of been aware for a few days because I interact with Matt quite a bit, but didn't want to say anything because it's his day, so I'm letting Matt do it. So Matt Clark, welcome to the Right Side Radio Show, my brother. How you doing?
Doing all right, Phil. Doing all right. Yeah, flying high after this big victory today. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, let's frame it. Go ahead and let's back up and tell the backstory first. And we are talking about one of the biggest hospitals in the state of Alabama, UAB Hospital, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And not just the hospital, but you know, if you've ever been over to UAB and seen their medical facilities, it's not just one hospital. It's like a small city within a city. I mean, you know, UAB, they've got massive facilities, and they're excellent, by the way. But this case, covered every single healthcare worker that works for UAB Health System.
So they were looking at a vaccine mandate, correct, for all their employees or possibly discharge?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So back in August, UAB Health System, which is a system that sits over all the employees over there, announced that because of COVID and I believe because of the Delta variant and how that was taking off, they mandated that all of their employees would have to be vaccinated by November 12th. And initially, they said that there was a deadline of September 21st to apply for an exemption. They were willing to consider both medical and religious exemptions, but at the end of the day, they believe that ultimate decision making authority rested with them rather than the employees as to whether they were going to be vaccinated or not.
And Matt, so the penalty for this, and this is, we're talking about it's support staff, it's administrative staff, and it's also the medical providers here in the middle of a pandemic when we have a shortage of medical providers. They were literally saying, get vaccinated or you could lose your job. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they stopped short of explicitly saying what the penalty was going to be if you didn't, if you didn't get it. So they never exactly put in writing saying you will be fired by the state if you don't get it. However, just in any employer-employee relationship, the cardinal rule is that, the employee has to obey the employer. And if you willfully refuse, it's insubordination, and that's a fireable offense. So even if they didn't explicitly put it in writing, I'm sure every employee at UAB quite reasonably feared, if I don't tell them I've been vaccinated by November 12th, I'm gone.
Well, so Alabama Center for Law and Liberty became aware of this policy. And let's keep in mind, too, that, by the way, we have hospitals like St. Vincent's and others who have their policies, but they are also private entities. But UAB is actually state-funded. I mean, they have their own separate sources of funding, I'm sure, but they are also a state-run organization, a part of the state university system. And so you got involved through ACLL and took some action by basically threatening a lawsuit. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you nailed the distinction completely, is that at the end of the day, UAB is under the system of the University of Alabama. So it is a state-run entity. you know, in a way that the UAB health system, it's a nonprofit public corporation, kind of manages a lot of the day-to-day stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the University of Alabama system, which is a government entity that that's responsible for managing and regulating the university. So because of that, Alabama's vaccine passport law applies. And I think you've had Senator Arthur Orr, who authored that law, on your show before.
That's right.
Yeah, but because they're a government-run entity, the vaccine passport law applied to them. So we sent them a demand letter saying, listen, you know, the vaccine passport law says that the government cannot require people to disclose their vaccination status. And by forcing people to get vaccinated and then tell you their vaccination status one way or another, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you don't back off, we're going to have to sue you for injunctive relief. So we can do this the easy way or the hard way. What do you want to do?
And for those non-lawyers in our audience, basically injunctive relief means basically the court would say cease and desist.
Exactly.
And so Matt, I mean, the bottom line is, and I do know this, and I will give some credit where credit's due, the UAB legal counsel engaged you in conversation. They didn't ignore you. They didn't blow you off like you know, Birmingham Southern did and things like that. They did engage you in conversation, and you wound up with a good result today.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and I'll give credit where credit's due there as well. I mean, UAB's counsel that I talked to, he was polite, professional, courteous, and quite reasonable. And while he didn't explicitly concede this to me, or say anything to the effect, I think, you know, he negotiated with me, you know, up front, but probably went ahead and told the guys over there saying, hey, we're actually standing on very weak legal ground here. Why don't we go ahead and change this policy before we get sued? And it looks like that's exactly what happened.
So in this case, the breaking news then is, all that to say is the backstory, but the breaking news is you got some news out of UAB today that they have indeed recanted that policy. Is that correct?
Yes, they have. They sent out an announcement to all of their employees today saying that they were no longer requiring mandatory vaccinations. And they appeared to have leaked that to the press because I know WSFA down here in Montgomery picked up on it, and I think others have as well. So, you know, the announcement has been made public, but that's our proof right there that they went ahead and changed their policy.
Well, Matt, great job, man. I mean, that's exactly what the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty exists for. And, you know, as an attorney, as someone who is a litigator by trade, I'll just tell you that I may be a litigator, but I'm not litigious. I do believe that one of the best results is always the discussion between the attorneys that leads to a positive result without having to actually go to court to get there. And you did it, man. That's good stuff. And I just appreciate you coming on today and expounding on it with the audience.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I agree with you, Phil. You know, back when I was brand new, you know, I thought that being a good lawyer meant, you know, you drag the other guy all the way through court, you know, fight it out till you get the last judgment, and then you win that way. But the older I'm getting, the more I'm seeing it's better if you can work this out a little more easily. And that's exactly what happened here. So I'm glad that, you know, they changed their policy to respect the rights of their workers. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that ACLL is here for, especially for cases where, you know, you can't, you know, you might not be able to afford an attorney or something like that. I mean, we're here to stick up for the public, you know, whether it's local, state, or federal government that's trying to trample on their rights. We're here to protect them.
Outstanding. Well, listen, Matt, thanks for coming on today's short notice. I texted you literally during a break about a half hour ago, and you said, sure, I'll come on. And folks, you got to hear breaking news. So, hey, Matt, thanks for the call, and we'll be on the line with you again sometime soon, but we appreciate you. That was Matt Clark, president of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute, where I am also affiliated, so I know Matt well, and he's good at what he does, and I'm pretty excited to hear that the reasons for which he exists have manifested themselves simply by researching the law, knowing the law, applying the law, and making sure that others understand that same thing. He's achieved what I would call a victory for the employees at University of Alabama, Birmingham Medical Center, and I had a text come through just a minute ago from a friend who's a nurse that was like, this is awesome. So that is huge. And you know what's interesting too? What's going to be really funny is, so now the hospital association is going to be looking at their membership going, oh, you're not all doing it? And so St. Vincent's, I hope you're paying attention, because you're right across town, because St. Vincent's is taking this hardline approach as a private entity. They're going to mandate vaccinations for all their employers. And by the way, you have to ask yourself, if doctors and nurses don't want to get the vaccination, what does that really mean? because wouldn't you think that they would know something? And oh, by the way, they've been working on the front lines. And by the way, thank you. Thank you, all you medical care providers and EMTs and first responders who have been on the front lines of a pandemic for over a year and a half. And if you haven't been vaccinated up to now, you've still been in the thick of it doing it anyway. And some of you have gotten COVID, and some of you have suffered with COVID, and then gotten well and gone right back to work. And God bless you. But that being said, St. Vincent's, you better watch out, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to have people. I already talked to one the other day, a nurse at St. Vincent's, who said she is literally of the belief that in about, I think it's a few weeks from now, she's going to be losing her job because she's not going to get the vaccination for whatever reason. She's made a well-informed decision. And by the way, this is not an anti-vax show, but I am an anti-mandate guy. And she said she's going to wind up losing her job. Guess what? She can now probably just go right across town and apply for a job at UAB. Because the biggest competition in town, St. Vincent's, is not doing what you're doing. And while you're losing staff and losing opportunities to treat the public, UAB is going to be picking up your slack because they're going to be picking up your staff. That's exactly what's going to happen. So, folks, I'm just telling you, we're going to head to the short break right now. But that is what is I would call that the right side way right there. That's exactly what right side ruffians do. We look at something, we say, you know what? No. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Liberty and freedom do mean something. Not on my watch. And guess what? Matt Clark made a difference today, and I'm proud of him. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, sitting here looking at some breaking news. So we just had that breaking news. It's like COVID day all of a sudden. I mean, I shouldn't say it that way, but you know what I mean? It's Copper gave me the look. No, not that. But no, let me clarify. So we just had breaking news a moment ago. Let me reframe this, because as I'm saying the words, I'm stopping myself and saying, reframe this discussion, because here's the way I should reframe this. The Biden administration's all hands on deck push for vaccine mandates is falling apart. That's how I should frame this. What you just heard a moment ago was literally my friend Matt Clark talking about the fact that with the advent of Alabama's law against vaccine passports, that he was able to describe in great detail to the legal counsel at UAB why their legal status was tenuous, and UAB agreed and recanted their vaccine mandate for their employees. By the way, that's a lot of employees. That's a lot of employees. Well, here's the other thing that has happened. So the Biden administration's vaccine mandate also includes a push for boosters. And if you remember, just a few days ago, the story broke that there were top officials in the immunology department at FDA that were resigning because they're like, you know, to just put it mildly, the Biden administration got out ahead of their skis. There's no data, they said, to support boosters, and they were resigning because they felt like politics was at play. Well, guess what happened today? News is breaking literally right now. Golly, bum! What time did this story come? I mean, this literally just happened. So you're hearing it right here. Literally just happened right now, within the last 9 minutes, that a story has come out that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, their advisory panel met today to discuss approval for the Pfizer's booster shots, and they overwhelmingly rejected booster shots for the majority of the population. The only population they said that they would recommend for final approval would be those 65 and older, or who are at high risk of occupational exposure, like maybe a frontline medical provider. But what they're saying, though, is that the vast majority, and keep in mind, Pfizer is the only one that still has FDA approval right now. That's the only one they can recommend. But they, in the deliberations, so President Biden is out there saying, we're going to have boosters, we're going to do these things. So So he's going to get the monoclonal antibodies to everybody, yet he's not now. We just read the articles that say that where he was going to go 50% more, his own speech, I have played the clip, now we're getting 30% less. It's based upon something they call an equitable distribution. What does that sound like? That sounds like social justice policy warrior bureaucrats making decisions. And basically, Alabama's getting less than it could. The next thing you see there is the vaccine mandates are falling apart because, by the way, I did talk to a postal worker last night. If you're hearing that, oh, no, postal workers have to get it. No, they don't. This postal worker told me, no, we don't have to get the vaccine. It's not required. We're exempt. So there's a massive part of the population, postal workers, that are not getting it. The NBA's players union came out and said that their players are not going to get it. You've got employer groups like UAB that just said, okay, we're not going to enforce it. You got the state of Alabama, along with about 17 other states that are filing suit as to vaccine mandates. And now another piece of the Biden plan was, and we're going to get boosters out. Boosters out by next week. I think it was literally going to be next week. They wanted boosters going out by next week. And yet right now, the FDA's advisory panel just in the last hour has announced that they have voted overwhelmingly against the idea of boosters for the vast majority of the population. People, that is just amazing to me. What that says again is that President Biden just goes to the podium and just says crap. I mean, just goes to the podium and just whatever's in his head, I guess, it just comes out. And does anybody vet this stuff? I mean, when they write the speeches, don't they recognize how bad it appears if within 2 weeks the speech falls apart for lack of credibility? I mean, when he goes out there and says, ISIS-K, we fired a missile at ISIS-K, and it turns out it wasn't because today the other breaking news was the Pentagon has announced, we're sorry, actually it was a bunch of civilians. We did not kill anybody related to ISIS. And yet the President of the United States already said we did. The President of the United States says, I'm going to get you more antibodies, and yet we really don't. The President of the United States says we're going to have vaccine mandates, and people are pushing back and suing because of it. The President of the United States says we want boosters, we want them out by next week, and yet now the FDA has said, no, we're not going to approve boosters. Now, it does have to go to a final vote of the actual FDA's panel. This was the advisory panel. But if they go against the advisory panel's opinions, I'm going to have to call politics on it, because what is the advisory panel for if that's the case? People, I'm just telling you, it's like a comedy. I take it back. It's more like a Greek tragedy watching the Biden administration continue to stumble their way through a bunch of self-imposed, self-inflicted wounds. It's just amazing to me. Well, listen, we come back from this break right now. I got somebody coming on, a good friend, Representative Connie Rowe, State Representative Connie Rowe from the Jasper area. And she's got an announcement about a new position she'll be taking, which, by the way, opens up another seat within the listening area for someone to run for. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're right here at News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. And you can find us by going to rightsideradio.org. And clicking on Listen Live. We'll be right back after this.